Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning. On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on our new launch. And that, of course, is FloridaSportsStream.com on the RadioSt.Pete.com platform. On this May 13th, Mother's Day, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Of course, the pro is up in, well, right now, he's in Gainesville. He's John Rieger, and he's our PGA of America guru, and he's live on the links with our good friend Wild Bill Soros. What's going on, my man?
Well, you just caught us on the first hole here at the 28th annual Bob Dooley Invitational. We're raising millions of dollars throughout the years for Stop Children's Cancer up here in Gainesville. There's a special story behind it, but first, we're involved in a play-by-play action. I've got a 199-yard shot into the first hole. It's a par five. Looks like I'm going to have to hit a little left or righty. Wild Bill Soros right next to me. Say hello, Bill.
Hello.
All right.
What's going on, my man? Tom.
So here we go.
And of course, Patty Suzette, the cart girl. So we're all watching or listening with bated breath, my man.
Well, good. So I'm going to take just a brief pause here. This is like being mic'd up on the PGA Tour. You remember how they do that now? They get some sucker to get out there and hit a shot. And they normally results in a bogey on the hole for him, but not us. Par's your friend here at this tournament. No bogeys allowed. So here we go. Three wood, 199. Got to carve a little left or right. Here we go, everybody.
Live.
Oh, there it goes. Right. It's a beauty.
In the hole.
Woo! It's in the hole. All right.
We're getting eagle.
All righty. So anyway, hey, it's great to be on the Tee Florida this week and have Tom and Patty on and welcome.
It sounds like you've already visited the cart girl up there.
Well, actually, we actually sent Mike a video this morning of the fireball shots on one of the par fives that we played already, and you do four at a time off of a surfboard. So, Patty, you're going to have to up your game a little bit when we get out to our road trip.
Well, you, of course, this Bob Dooley event, like you said, was it the 28th annual? This event has a lot of high rollers, a lot of significance because of the cause, and it's a testament to the commitment that Bob Dooley made to this, all these local charities, if you will.
Well, one of the things I wanted to tell you about, this is a special tournament. We know that the late, great Mike Leach, who passed away this year, the Mississippi State coach, you know, tragically died this year. And throughout the years with the Bob Dooley Invitational, because of Pat's affiliation as being one of the main sports writers for the Gator Nation and also a famous author, you know, he puts out the ask to different coaches out there from the NFL and around college football for signed helmets that go into the auction. I went ahead and sent you a few pictures this morning. And so it turned out that all the SEC coaches, every one of them, just because it's Mike Leach and we wanted to honor Mike, sent us a signed helmet. So we've got all helmets from the SEC signed, even one from Coach Saban.
Coach Saban participated in this Mike Leach tribute, which I love that cat. He actually started his college coaching career in the great state of Iowa. Of course, every time you guys bring me a story, it doesn't matter if Tom and I are having lunch at Sea Dogs or breakfast, I got to throw a little Iowa jab in there. And Mike Leach was a character. I'm not sure he was a golfer, but he was certainly a character, and people loved him, and especially at events like that.
Well, you know, every time we have a show, everything connects to Iowa. They're going to have to change the evolutionary chart from Central Africa to Central Iowa for the first two human beings that set foot on the earth.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Hey, you know, we've got Patty Suzette down here. We've got Tom Gribben, and we just had Mark Ferguson. And you and I, we have an announcement to make, but we're kind of going to be the managing, consulting third party for the new launch, the machines, the full swing will arrive this week. upstairs, and I'm looking forward to it, John Rager. I know you are. We're going to have a blast. We're going to bring the party into the fold. Many, many, many parties every Thursday night from 5 to 7 when we change the hours of the show in a few weeks. And then, of course, for all of the big events, the Masters, the U.S. Open, PGA, and the Open, we'll have huge parties down here on Thursdays to kick off those events as well. And if well, absolutely. In fact, certainly Tom Griffin.
Well, you know, actually, I had the good fortune yesterday to spend a couple hours on the phone with the full suite, the full swing golf people. That obviously this is the top golf technology, learning all the technology, all the games, all the contests. But not only is it just golf, it's sports. You know, we can do hockey, we can do baseball, we can do football. There's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, Mike, I think what you are going to have to do is get a cot in that place in our 19th hole clubhouse because
well, I do have a couch up there, and I might be taking a nap or two since I'll be basically living down here.
Yeah, I hear you slept there before.
No, that would be Mark Ferguson back in the day, but we will not go there today, my friend.
The simulators, you know, the machines that are coming in are free to use all the way till June. Too, so Jack, people can come and try them out. You know, before we start our tournament.
Yeah, hopefully starting this Friday. They'll arrive tomorrow. They'll do the setup. We'll do the training. And as Tom alluded to, if you're listening and share it with your friends, come on down and play for free. It's not going to cost you anything until June 1st. And, Patty, you are going to swing the club up there. I'm going to make sure. I know you don't golf. You just watch and entertain. No. We're going to get you up there and Tom will work with your swing.
I'll partner up with Patty. We'll play you and whoever you.
Me and Rager.
All right, yeah.
It's on. Did you hear that, John?
Hey, I hear it. You know, I always love a good game. Yeah, I was just thinking about the logistics of this, and I guess Patty's beverage cart's going to have to be stationary up there because you don't. The golf course comes to you on the simulator. You don't have to go hole by hole to the golf course.
That is right. Okay, hit the cart, girl.
As long as I've got somewhere to hang out, and as long as it's with these cats, I'm down. So.
Well, and you got a full bar up there. We're going to probably use your expertise. We need to come up with some on-the-tee Florida drink names, some creative that have a golf theme. What do you think about that?
I've got the first one. I got the first one.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the first drink's going to be called the chili dip. All right, so I don't know what goes in a chili dip, but we need to invent a drink that is named after the famous chunk shot in golf.
Mixologist here. She'll come up with something for the chili dip. Is that what Bill did with his last shot, or you did with your last shot?
Well, actually, our last shot was actually an eagle on the golf course here, so we just made eagle on that par 5. So we're rolling.
A report of an eagle?
Yes.
It's on the tee Florida karma, baby. You might have to stay on for 18 holes. We'll carry it over to Florida Sports Stream and do a live stream.
Well, you know, one of the things about this golf tournament, you have free throws, you have move-ups, like they call that, the power ball. You have mulligans. And so I remember last year we played this tournament, and we played very, very well. And we took advantage of all the stuff that you could possibly do. And we'll say that we shot 31 under par for 18 holes, which is an absolute ridiculous score. I mean, think about that.
31?
But that's, you know, mulligans and free throws and move-ups and all that kind of stuff. So it's organized cheating. And so what we did was we shot 43. I turned the scorecard into the pro, and I said, listen, I'm embarrassed. We're not sandbaggers, but we took advantage of all the stuff, and I'm really embarrassed as a PGA golf professional turning this card in, but here it is. And I said, don't worry, pro, you've lost by 2 shots today. You didn't win the tournament. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, you told me this story. Somebody bought like an enormous number of mulligans to win it, or somebody bought an enormous amount of mulligans and didn't win it.
Now, hey, we're coming over here, and it looks like this is
margaritas.
This is sponsored by the Swamp Restaurant.
Swamp Restaurant,
which is coming back downtown. Remember, they had to build a big office building on top of it, and it's coming back. Are you guys open yet at the Swamp Restaurant?
Oh, yeah, it's been open.
I'm not familiar with it.
Since August. So it's back. And if you come to Gainesville, you're not in Gainesville unless you come to the Swamp Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. So we're pretty excited to be there. What kind of beverage is in my hand here? What did you just hand me? It's a margarita. Okay, here you go. Now, Bill's taking a picture of us with the margarita girls. I hope my wife's not that. The good thing this is a radio show, not a video podcast.
My wife's right behind me.
Oh, that's right. Just stay out of here. Behave, everybody.
Cheers! Margarita!
There we go. All righty.
Well, you know what? The FCC will probably be sending me a letter here by the first of the week. I'm gonna need to retain Tom Gribben and his legal expertise because I don't think you can be intoxicated while doing a broadcast on it.
Yeah, the right to remain silent.
No. We're not intoxicated. There's no alcohol in these drinks. Did I tell you that?
John. Yeah. You betcha, my friend.
Hey, yeah, all the beer is fake beer, and there's no alcohol. These are just virgin. We're just drinking it for the taste.
Let me take care of a little serious golf since we're going to have a lot of fun today. Obviously, anytime Patty and Tom show up, it's always been entertaining. And Kerry McNally will be on in the next couple of weeks. Of course, he's our golf comedian. And then Tom's got a surprise coming up. We're going to have a handicapper, a golf handicapper. Have we come up with a name for this cat yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so we're going to have a handicapper, and that will be a lot of interactive fun as well. But we need to take care of the Sea Dogs Ice Pick leaderboards brought to you by Sea Dogs Restaurant. Of course, serving breakfast each and every day. We had a fabulous breakfast there the other day.
Good breakfast over there. I like that.
Yeah, and I took Barry Smith, and he's kind of a food snob. You know that, John. And he absolutely loved it. When you get down here, Patty, we'll take you over there.
About it.
Have you been to Sea Dogs yet?
I have been over there, but I never had breakfast.
You just had cocktails. They didn't have breakfast, probably.
But they were non-alcoholic cocktails.
That's
just
correct.
Having them for the
That's our theme now. Everybody has non-alcoholic cocktails, thanks to John Rager. Anyway, let me get to this leaderboard. And, of course, it's the Byron Nelson Classic. And you know, John, I know you're a historian. I love that event. Byron was the consummate gentleman. Everyone in Texas adored the man. And how fitting to have Scotty Scheffler, even though he was born in New Jersey, he claims Texas as his home, Scotty Scheffler to be on top of that leaderboard. That's fitting, and Byron Nelson would have loved Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, those Texas boys, that's one of the tournaments that they definitely want to win. Unfortunately, this year, the Byron Nelson and the Colonial are not elevated events, which means that the big prize money is not at those events, and this is the last year that AT&T is going to be sponsoring the Byron Nelson. And I know we're a softball show. I know you like to cover stuff, but a little bit of controversy here because Raytheon was going to step in and be the future sponsor the next 5 years, but they sell missiles to Saudi Arabia, and the PGA Tour said, no, we can't do that. Yeah, we can't let them sponsor this tournament because they sell missiles to Saudi. So the LIV Golf thing creeps up again. So hopefully that tournament will survive. The Salesman Club is the ones who have raised millions of dollars for charity, put it on. There will be a sponsor. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but it's probably one of those events you want to win. You always want to win an event that's named after the tour player, whether it's Jack's tournament, Arnie's tournament, Byron's tournament. Very important to win a tournament like that in your career.
Hey, we got to switch gears. Lance Ringler is kind enough to join us from Arizona. We talked to him last week briefly when he was out swinging them in Indiana. Hey, Lance, thanks for being patient on the Tee Florida. Got Patty, Tom, and John, and we're interested in what's going on in the world of college golf down there in Arizona, as you kind of alluded to last week. Kind enough to join us. Of course, accomplished Golf Week magazine and social media writer. What's going on, my man?
Oh, just like you said, down here in Arizona, we're hosting the first ever NIT tournament for college golf. And so it's pretty exciting. So, you know, if you think college basketball, everybody knows about the NIT basketball tournament. Well, this year was the first year that they made a postseason championship like this for college golf. And I jumped all over it. And we have a women's tournament going on right now, and the men start next week. So it was for teams that did not get into NCAA regional play, and that's what's going on.
Hey, Lance, how many teams get in the NCAA team tournament total, and then how many have you accepted to your NIT format down there in Arizona, which I think is superb these young golfers to continue playing at a competitive level after the NCAAs are done?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing about college golf is in golf in general. It's just grown over the years, and the amount of resources that these schools put into their golf program is bigger than ever before. So you have so many teams that are good, but they just don't get into the NCAA tournament for whatever reason. But on the men's side, you have 81 teams that get into the NCAA championship, so to speak, and on the women's side, you have 72. And so after that, then you always have a bunch of good teams that don't get in for whatever reason. And we ended up this year, we have 10 women's teams and 13 men's teams. Being a first-year event, pretty happy with that. I mean, next year we'll probably have full fields now that everybody will plan for it and know it's a real thing. And so just excited to continue to grow college golf.
Well, you know what, John Rager, this might be his first rodeo of doing live. John Rager, you're killing us with your walking around as I try to listen to Lance Ringer give us an update. I hope you're walking fast or you're in your cart. I'll let you know, Lance. He's actually playing in a benefit up in Gainesville, Florida, and we're down here in St. Pete. So this is pretty interesting radio. We got Arizona.
Well, you know what I'll do, Lance, this time? Lance, I want to get out of the golf cart, and I'm going to walk so we can make sure we can hear his wit and wisdom there, because it's a very important thing that Lance is doing for college golf. We're really excited about it. And I'll be quiet now. Let's let Lance talk.
Yeah. Exactly. So go ahead and continue, Lance. That's highly interesting.
So just basically, you know, we have a championship event set up on a really good golf course, and all the team, you know, several of the teams that came here, you know, did not get into the NCAA regional championships, and so that's what we got going.
Well, and a lot of these youngsters, you know, not from a team perspective, but the individual qualifiers, you know, they'll be moving on to the professional ranks probably next week after they get done playing there, won't they?
Yeah, a lot of the seniors that are done, you know, here and at the NCAA championships coming up at Greyhawk, they pretty much turn pro the next day and have stuff lined up and move on.
Well, that's got to be exciting for them. What are the weather conditions down there? Nice and hot, and not too hot yet in May in Arizona, but ideal probably conditions down there.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know, it's like you said, Arizona in May, you can't hardly beat that. Obviously, it gets a little warm in the afternoon, but, 95 degrees dry heat, right? So it's not bad.
Well, especially for somebody that's been in Indiana, probably had some cool nights. Hey, we'll let you get back at it. How do people find you? Of course, as I said, accomplished golf writer for several decades now, and kind enough to join us on the Tee Florida, and did often on the Tee Iowa, and I certainly appreciate your participation. How do people find you there?
Yeah, obviously golfweek.com on our college section. We have stories up every day about the tournament this week and then the men next week. We have a really good Instagram page if you're on Instagram at National Golf Invitational. And then on GolfStat, we have live scoring. And plays already started today, so we're rolling.
All right, who are the favorites in this tournament?
Well, we got a couple Big Ten teams here that'll probably emerge. It's Penn State and Iowa.
My Hawkeyes. There we go. It wouldn't be on the Tee Florida without a Hawkeye mention. Appreciate you doing that for me, Lance. I'm killing these people in Florida. I'm always throwing an Iowa jab here or there.
No worries. Anytime.
That was a plant.
Yeah, that was a plant. All right, my man. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you down the road soon.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Lance Ringler, and kind enough to join us. That's a plant. My buddies actually have, it's amazing. They do have a good golf team, and they get a lot of financial support. They got
once they're done with the harvest, they go out and play.
Yeah, exactly. All right, John Rager, you got any more spectacular updates? You've had an eagle. You're going to have a hole in one while we're on the air?
Well, it's hard not to make eagles when you have a free toss. What you do is if you hit it close enough, you just pick the ball up, put it in the hole, and the stroke doesn't count. So in this tournament, there's a lot of net ones and twos and threes. So this year, we're still on the same pace to shoot 31 under par, but I think we're going to run out of gas pretty soon. And try to post a respectable 25 under.
Did you hear what Tom said? You probably don't even have to put down your drink. You're just one-handed them.
Oh no, actually, you got this is serious golf now. That's why you have beverage card holders to put the beverage carts in there. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, just give us an indication, Patty. I wish you had met this guy, Wild Bill Soros. I can't believe he's an accomplished orthodontist, one of the foremost in America. He is Wild Bill. What's his game like? What's his handicap? We know you're a teaching pro and scratch and superb, but what kind of game does your buddy have?
Wild Bill's about a solid 10 handicap. He's actually an oral surgeon, so there's not many of those around, and he's got a great touch around the greens. Chipping and putting, but his driving is more of a swivel hoist action, so a little inconsistent there off the tee.
Maybe he needs a few lessons from me with my fist fight in a phone booth technique.
You and Charles Barkley.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Barkley, did you see at the Champions Tour, it's the Regents Tradition. It's one of their majors. It's in Alabama, which is his home state. And they had a bunch of celebrities. Do you know who Charles Barkley is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I didn't mean that condescending. I could ask my girlfriend and she would say, no, I don't. Who are you talking
about? Honestly, with as much as I know about golf, it's kind of a safe bet to just assume I don't. So.
Well, Charles Barkley had a horrific swing. No, Phil Mickelson corrected him. My man, Charles Barkley, can swing the club these days to some semblance. But he was in there, and the galleries were bigger for him down there, John, than they were in round one on Thursday for some of the Champions players. And by the way, the Big Easy is on top of that leaderboard, along with Paul Broadhurst, one back, Alex Cheka, Padraig Harrington, Jerry Kelly. All the names that you recognize on the Champions Tour are playing, obviously, since it's a major. But great to see the Big Easy, Ernie Els. But they are quite a pro-am, and he stole the show in his home state, of course.
Well, you know, Mike, you mentioned Charles Barkley and how improved his golf swing was and what Phil Mickelson did for him. You know, when Charles played basketball, he was known as the round mound of rebound. Unfortunately, he's still known as the round mound of out of bounds.
I have not heard that. I think you got something there. The round mound.
I'm getting ready for about a 15-foot birdie putt breaks left to right here. I know we have an automatic birdie because we have a free throw to throw in the hole, but if we can make it for real, we're trying to make a real birdie here. Here we go.
And now we are live, folks, from the Ironwood in Gainesville, Florida, the 20th annual Bob Dooley Classic.
Yeah, just keep talking through his swing there.
Hey. Hey, he doesn't get any respect for my hack.
I just had a putt and a miss. So Dr. Stereau is getting ready to line up for our first mulligan of the day.
You missed because Mike kept talking through your
phone. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any golf etiquette.
The ball is on the way. Oh, and he missed the putt. I guess we're going to have to do a toss in the hole for our birdie. All right.
You know, Gribben and I will take you two on in putting because I can putt. He's got a practice green, and we're going to be ready for you guys when you come down here.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, though. Instead of putting in Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse golf simulators, this is going to be a grudge match. So you and I, you and Tom against Dr. Stroh and I, and we're going to putt on I-75. We're going to level the playing field. We're going to go down I-75 and putt.
Well, sounds good. And then we'll have to get a partner for
time.
Gosh.
We got to get a partner for Patty as well.
I was going to say, I'm just going to come down there and film it and use it as blackmail. So.
Well, you know, we got Bill's lovely wife, Deanna. She is leading off our team every shot today, and she's been a big contributor to the success of our scoring total here. So we got you a partner, Patty.
Oh, awesome.
All right, my man. We're going to take a hard break. And of course, thanks some of our sponsors, Shrimpy's Waterfront, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery, Ice Pick, and their wonderful beers, Shipyard Brewery. Did you know that they have soda pop there? They make their own soda pop. Going back to our era, cream soda, black cherry, ginger ale. Fred makes them. Yeah. And they come in bottles. Great stuff to mix with your Ice Pick.
We'll have to try that.
We will. All right, we'll be back here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, with more reports from the 28th annual Bob Dooley Classic up there in Gainesville with our man John Rager.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action, with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Florida on this 13th, this Mother's Day weekend, fellas. You're out there on the links, and you have a tee time tomorrow. You're dead. You forgot what it is. Make certain. Or here's what I plan. Patty, I want your input on this. Rager, you'll like this. What I propose to guys, if they're just diehard golf junkies, take your woman to Sea Dogs, get a nice bouquet of roses first, take her to Sea Dogs, buy her about four Bloody Marys with ice pick vodka, feed her, take her home, say, honey, plug in the notebook show, movie. She'll pass out on the couch, and you get your ass in the car and drive to the driving range or a quick nine and get home, and she won't even know. What do you think of that plan?
I think she'll know. I think she will definitely know. But
is there a reason why? Sounds like true love. Yeah. Like,
there's a reason I'm divorced twice.
I was going to say it might have something to do with your relationship advice, but
let me know if that works.
What do you think of that, Johnny?
Well, you know, actually, that sounds like a good time. You know, we're here at obviously the 28th annual Bob Dooley Invitational, and I'm at the Rebel XP Elite Fan Experiences, and they're the ones who put on these fabulous tailgate parties down at major college football stadiums all across the SEC. And if you ever watch that movie, Vacation, you know, with the Griswold family.
I know every line of it, unfortunately. That's how deep I am when it comes to cinema.
Well, there's a scene in there where Clark Griswold goes down to Fremont Street, and they're playing all these casino games, but they're not casino games. They're playing rock, scissors, and paper, and they're playing all kinds of silly things you find in a carnival. Well, we're at the Revel Fan Experience, and they've got this little hook and ring thing. So not only are we playing golf, they got a hook and ring battle going on here. And it appears that whether you win or lose, they'll give you a shot of Fireball to go with it. But we appreciate their sponsorship here.
They'll give you a shot of Fireball for getting in your cart.
And here we go, Fireball! Non-alcoholic ones. Yep.
Yes, they're just for flavor.
Yeah.
I drink Fireball for the flavor, obviously, because it's really good and it's tasty.
Hey, I tell Rob Bill, he just lost a prospect. Tom Gribben was going to get a hold of him, but he's a little concerned now. He said he hopes he's not pulling any teeth today. Fireball, there's more sugar in that, you know what, than raw candy. Just get yourself some hot tamales and
Red Hots.
Oh yeah, am I right?
Uh-huh, tastes just like them.
Oh it, yeah, the sugar in that baby. If you're a diabetic and you're taking shots of Fireball, you're going to have a rough day.